So, Sally, what are your favorite books about New Orleans streets?
Oh, gosh, there's so many. There's the what most people consider, you know, the godfather of the street names, which is Frenchmen Desire Good Children.
One of the best titles ever.
One of the best titles. What a lot of people don't know, though, that a lot of what he wrote was based on a series that Meigs Frost wrote, a Pulitzer Prize-nominated journalist who would write about streets. And before that, Stanley Clisby, author in Old New Orleans, wrote some brief chapter on the history of the street names. And New Orleans street names have always been a fascination to everyone. Even back in antebellum times, I found newspapers out of town that would comment on the unusual names and how New Orleans bastardized the pronunciation of the names. So it wasn't, well, he was kind of the first and the foremost, Chase. John Churchill Chase, who was also a cartoonist and worked a lot with one of my favorite historians, Charles Pye DeFore, who mm-hmm. also had a newspaper column and wrote a lot of books and is buried in St. Louis Cemetery number 3. He also has a street named after him, which is kind of ironic because when they changed Front Street name to Convention Center Boulevard, as we know it today, John Churchill Chase was one who protested, saying that it was heresy to change street names.
Ah.
And then when he passed, we ended up changing one of the Muses street names in his honor.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a mixed blessing there.
So what were you looking for when you did your book, Hope in New Orleans?
Basically, again, I like the stories. I want to hear more about the stories. I know in the French Quarter, but the streets are divided by saints, and they say bastards, which were Louis XIV's illegitimate children. And Conti and Charters, which were actually named after his daughters who married into that family, finding out exactly how scandal-ridden these street names are. I mean, it's shocking to my... And so... So in Lawrence Powell's book, The Accidental City, he writes a lot about how New Orleans became the capital city mm-hmm. for the colonies. And one of his hypotheses is that when Puget and Bienville had sent the map, or Bienville had sent Puget's map, and he labeled these streets, which was basically this kind of grid of royal flattery,
right.
that must have helped. But when I read that and I really started to study his children, who were extremely scandalous, I realized that that must have definitely helped an influence, because polite society didn't really like them. And now we have streets that are honoring them, where they might not be honored in other European cities.
That have endured. That have endured.
And going through the streets, especially the rebellion of 1768. And if you notice, there's a whole series of streets named after all the key players in that rebellion. And you just drive down and you see this, and it's just kind of history washing over you, wherever you walk, wherever you ride, wherever you drive. And it's just a lovely, lovely reminder. It was very much a somewhat profound experience, and made me very appreciative of the history of New Orleans and all its eccentricities and faults and foibles.
Mm-hmm. And we have a different relationship to streets, I think, than people in other cities, perhaps. I mean, I think of you, I've seen you roll down St. Charles Avenue as a big easy roller girl.
Camera in hand.
People take to the streets.
Oh, definitely.
They really feel they own them. These are our streets. We've been talking with historian Sally Asher, author of Hope in New Orleans, A History of Crescent City Street Names, about books about New Orleans streets. The Reading Life Tricentennial Reading List is sponsored by the Hellis Foundation, the John Burton Harder Trust, and the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities. For the ever-growing Reading Life Tricentennial Reading List and other episodes, check out wwno.org.